This will be De Bello Gallico, 1.6, so book one, chapter six, starting with sentence unit number 23. All right, so right before this, so we're talking about the two different routes that the Helvetians and their allies, the Tulingi, Rorike, all of those guys, are going to possibly leave this area. And the last one was talking about going through Provinciam Nostrum, our province. And they were stating that there was this town that was kind of the farthest town of the Allobroges, very close to the territory of the Helvetians, and it was called Geneva. So in 23, it says, ex eo opido, from this town, out of this town, and that town would be Geneva. So out of this town, pons ad Helvetios pertinent, so a bridge of stretches towards the Helvetians. So it would have been easy for them to get across. Estimabant, they thought, they considered. Okay, so this is introducing the indirect statement. And you're going to have a well. You can see it in bold in number 26 and 30. So either or. So they thought that either, se per sassurus Allobrogibus, that either would persuade the Allobroges. Okay. Notice the dative with the special verb. We're getting that persuadio again. So why did they think they'd be able to persuade the Allobroges? Quod non dum viderentur, because they didn't yet seem bono animo, in good spirit, of good mind, you know, like well-disposed, friendly, basically, in populum Romanum, towards the Roman people. So they thought they'd be able to persuade them because they didn't really like the Roman people. Because if you remember, the Roman people had subdued them. They had pacified them because the Allobroges had made that struggle for independence, that revolt, and the Romans put it down. So probably not loving the Romans. So that was their first thought, that they could persuade them. All right, since unit 30, well, coacturus we, or they would compel them by force. So here's our two options. We're either going to talk them into it, or we're going to just bust on through. We're just going to use our numbers and our force. And what would they force them to do? Ut paterentur, that they allow, okay, that is a deponent there, patior, pati, so paterentur, that they allowed eos ire, them to go. Per suos fines, through their territory. Omnibus rebus comparatis, with all things prepared, with all things acquired. Ad perfectionem, for the departure. Diem dicunt, they say a day. They set a day. Qua die, on which day, omnes conveniat, everyone should assemble. Everyone should convene. Ad rivum Rodani, at the bank of the Rhone. Now here is kind of a tricky part, and we'll talk more about the time. We'll cover dates and everything in class. But istie erant, and we've got ante diem quintum calendas abriles, which literally says the fifth day before the calends of April. So you would think, okay, well, that's 5 days before April 1st. That's the calends. But if they followed their own rules, they would probably put it a little different. The main challenge, though, is the way that they counted. Because they counted the day that they're starting on, so April 1st, March 31st, March 30th, March 29th, March 28th. So 5 days, so April 1st, 31st, 30th, 29th, 28th, March 28th would be considered the fifth day before the calends of April. That doesn't really make sense to us because that's not the way that we count days. But this would be March 28th. Lucio Pisone aulo Gabinio consulibus, when Piso and Gabinius were consuls. And in your book, it does tell you that that would be 58 BCE. So that's the day that they have set up. that the Helvetians and all of their allies are going to assemble on the bank and they're going to head out together.